You got pets, you got dogs, you got cats. I mean, and don't be willy-nilly about it, because one of the things I found is that people, you know, put things in the ground and they have a dog and they don't realize the dog is now infected with it. And most people who have dogs, I mean, they're part of their family. I mean, so would you want to poison your children? And the same thing with your kids. I mean, I know this, there's some pesticides out there that you spray in your house, and you'd be surprised how fast things get around. I think, you know, 2020 did a special where they've had some germs and they put it on a doorknob, and like within 20 minutes it was through the whole house.
Yeah.
So the pesticide's the same thing, guys. I mean, if you spray it and it's not supposed to be there, and, you know, the baby's going to get it, it's going to end up on the baby's pacifier. I mean, it's just a matter of time, I think. So be aware out there. That's all I'm telling you. It's not to be afraid, but knowledge is power, knowledge is king, and the more you know, the better you'll be, and the better you'll be protected. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate
Thank
Viking
you.
Allowing you to come today, and have a great weekend. Hey, I'm going to finish with a little quote here from Doc Hastings. It said, 137 years later, Memorial Day remains one of America's most cherished patriotic observances. The spirit of the day has not changed. It remains a day to honor those who are defending our freedom and our democracy. I think that's especially true today. I think we're losing sight of that. We're losing sight because we're too busy arguing with people and not accepting different opinions and calling people evil. And frankly, guys, I'll tell you the truth, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being politically correct. I think people need a sense of humor. People are going to put their foot in their mouth. That's part of the human race, part of the learning process. You do it, and hopefully you don't do it the second time. But at the same time, I mean, I think we've got to thank our guys out there. I mean, I know a few guys. My brother-in-law did two tours in Afghanistan, and there are a number of people I know that protected us and our cops. My family up in Boston are all police officers. And, you know, you don't realize that they go out the door every day, and it may be the last day they go out, because in a moment's notice they'll put themselves in harm's way. Just like the guy, that Seattle teacher this week that tackled that kid in the hallway. I mean, you don't know what you're going to be called upon, but I think we got to remember these guys that do it for a living, and they do it for us, and those families that gave the ultimate sacrifice. It's not bad losing. I mean, it's one thing to give yourself up, but when families give up kids and children, and when you see these young guys on the news who get killed overseas and they're 19 years old, I can't help but tear up, guys. So this Memorial Day, remember it. Remember these guys. Say thanks. Buy a cup of coffee. Last week I was in a Dunkin' Donuts, and a cop in front of me, I paid for his coffee. You would have thought I offered to marry his daughter or something. But I think people forget what they do out there. And although I don't like them when they're behind me or when they're putting the lights on when I'm, you know, driving. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that if my car was to flip over, they'd probably be the first ones there to pull me out. So thank these guys out there, guys. And have a great Memorial Day. Have a safe one. Let's not have any accidents. Next week I have on Billy Lockwood from Padded Wagon and Storage Moving Company. Guys, how many have been through a moving experience? It's a nightmare. I mean, you talk about pest control, moving can be the same way. And I moved myself twice, and I swore I'd never do it again, and I hope I'd never have to. But Billy's going to give us all the tips and things about moving and how you can save money or what to ask. A lot of shysters out there, guys. There's a lot of there's a licensing in the moving business, believe it or not, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know what they're doing. And your furniture won't get there on time or without damage. So next week, so we'll have Billy Lockwood. And the week after, we have Chris Phelan coming. Chris Phelan's coming from the Office of Emergency Management. He's also the director of the Chamber, guys. But Chris has been in the emergency management situation for a long time. And he's going to talk about what Hunter County is going to do for you in a case of emergency and what things they have in place. And God forbid we ever need him. I hope we don't. But he's going to tell us what they're doing out there and how they're ready to help us in a case of emergency. And God forbid, you know, I'm looking at those pictures from the Midwest yesterday. I think there's 224 tornadoes. I can imagine that if we had 224 tornadoes, we'd have a lot of emergency management going on right now. So keep your fingers crossed, and maybe those winds will stay away. Hey, have a great Memorial Day. Craig, thank you again for coming. We'll have you again sometime. Maybe we'll have some education sessions. It would be great to have you back on, maybe even something that you guys want to talk about that we could educate instead of just talk, and we'll put like a class together and educate people and tell them what they can do and they don't do. And read the labels, guys. That's when I look at Craig, I think, read the labels, because the labels have a lot of information. And, you know, when the label comes and it folds out to like 12 pages, there's a reason why there's 12 pages of information. And get the magnifying glass out, because I can't read it without it. But the last section will be the one that says, don't put it down without a respirator. So keep your eyes open, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday. And look forward to it, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
No, I just want somebody that's going to be fair. And I think William Barr is the most respected man, one of the most respected men doing what he does in our whole country. I just want him to be fair. I don't want him to be for me or for anybody else. I just want him to be fair.
The Trump administration has invoked a rarely used provision on American arms control laws to sidestep Congress and authorize billions of dollars in weapon sales to key Middle East allies. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says this was long overdue.
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region. Those two countries in particular are in a genuine shooting war with Iran.
USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FDA is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The agency says the aim is to help Americans waste less food. The FDA issuing a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels that read best if used by on almost all foods, with some exceptions. Like fresh meats and fish would have to have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise, most foods are perfectly safe to eat after the date on the labels, even if the food may have lost some of its flavor. The Agriculture Department estimates about 30% of food in this country goes to waste on store shelves and in people's homes at a cost of about $160 billion a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are challenging Alabama's abortion law in court. The groups filed a suit today arguing the law is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The war of words between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump continues today, the president commenting on Pelosi before heading off to Japan. Meanwhile, regarding this war of words, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
yeah, it seems like those two need to work out their differences. I understand the president's frustration. The Mueller report demonstrated what was clear to me as a member of the Intelligence Committee for 2 years. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence services. I mean, as a matter of fact, the only colluding with foreign intelligence officials was done by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign with Christopher Steele, a British national. But let's put that to the side. The House, though, just can't seem to accept that Bob Mueller, with 2 years and all the investigative powers of the federal government behind him, returned a finding of no collusion. And now they just want to rerun the same investigation. I think we'd all be much better served if they were focused on doing the people's business. That's one reason why we haven't been able to pass a disaster bill until now, and that we are struggling to get immigration reform passed that would allow us to address the immediate and the growing crisis on our southern border. So I certainly hope that Nancy Pelosi's House will begin to focus more on the people's business and less on obsessive investigations. But I can't say that I hold out much hope that that's going to come to pass.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
No, I just want somebody that's going to be fair. And I think William Barr is the most respected man, one of the most respected men doing what he does in our whole country. I just want him to be fair. I don't want him to be for me or for anybody else. I just want him to be fair.
The Trump administration has invoked a rarely used provision on American arms control laws to sidestep Congress and authorize billions of dollars in weapons sales to key Middle East allies. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says this was long overdue.
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region. Particular in a genuine shooting war with Iran.
USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FDA is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The agency says the aim is to help Americans waste less food. The FDA issuing a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels that read best if used by on almost all foods, with some exceptions. Like fresh meats and fish would have to have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise, most foods are perfectly safe to eat after the date on the labels, even if the food may have lost some of its flavor. The Agriculture Department estimates about 30% of food in this country goes to waste on store shelves and in people's homes at a cost of about $160 billion a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are challenging Alabama's abortion law in court. The groups filed a suit today arguing the law is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The war of words between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump continues today, the president commenting on Pelosi before heading off to Japan. Meanwhile, regarding this war of words, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
Yeah, it seems like those two need to work out their differences. I understand the president's frustration. The Mueller report demonstrated what was clear to me as a member of the Intelligence Committee for 2 years. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence services. I mean, as a matter of fact, the only colluding with foreign intelligence officials was done by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign with Christopher Steele, a British national. But let's put that to the side. The House, though, just can't seem to accept that Bob Mueller, with 2 years and all the investigative powers of the federal government behind them, returned a finding of no collusion. And now they just want to rerun the same investigation. I think we'd all be much better served if they were focused on doing the people's business. That's one reason why we haven't been able to pass a disaster bill until now, and that we are struggling to get immigration reform passed that would allow us to address the immediate and the growing crisis on our southern border. So I certainly hope that Nancy Pelosi's House will begin to focus more on the people's business and less on obsessive investigations. But I can't say that I hold out much hope that that's going to come to pass.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.